take it up.
532, Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. Morning. Well, looks like quite a bit different in the weather, isn't it? Quite a bit of difference. Partly sunny today, the high only 45. Well, I suppose that's probably closer to normal since it is November the 11th. Veterans Day. So let's get the show started right now here at Sunny 101.5.
Near to home.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
617, here's Tracy.
Well, you know what? We have a couple of Tell Me Something Goods this morning. First, the morning show family is growing by two today. Okay, so what is that, you ask? Wait a minute. The morning show family growing by two?
Yeah.
Steve Buda and his beautiful wife, Meg, are having twins today.
Yeah.
Ellie and Bennett, super excited. We're so excited for them. I just can't wait, you know? We were texting last night, and he said they're all good to go. And checked in at the hospital last night, and it's always exciting, but man, that excitement by two, I love it.
Do you know anybody that's had twins?
Yes. You know what? My dad is a twin.
So
my dad is an identical twin.
Okay.
He and his brother. Yeah. And they just have the most special relationship. It's just like they were always there for one another. And we even joke because they even have these words for things that they made up when they were kids. And only they know this language. It's hysterical. So they've just had a really special relationship for all these years. Okay. And I just have always thought, oh my gosh, how cool is that? So that's the first Tell Me Something Good. And of course, I know Steve will post pictures and tell us all, whenever it's official. A little personal story here. I was off yesterday. I took one of our golden retrievers, Kirby, who is just, I always call him my once-in-a-lifetime boy. He is so special, this dog. But we took him to Purdue Small Animal Hospital, and we got some wonderful news. So just a real quick backstory. He's nine. A couple of weeks ago, we had him at the vet. They were checking out his hips because he's had one leg that, if he gets tired, he tends to favor it a little.
And yeah.
We were worried that he might need hip surgery, so we were totally overjoyed when they did this test that showed, he didn't. He just had arthritis, and they did a senior blood panel at that time, and we just didn't think much of it because he's been great. He walks, 2-3 miles with us, and acting great, and a few days later, it came back showing that he had cancer.
Oh, boy.
Oh, just devastating. I mean, he has chronic leukemia, and I actually lost my mom to leukemia, many years ago, 14 years ago, and lots of tears and prayers, and we were just devastated. There is just no other word for it, and we wanted to see if there was anything we could do. We just said we can't. We just have to explore this further. And they sent us to Purdue Small Animal Hospital yesterday. And we went with so much, it was just a hard day. It was years filled with all of these emotions and worried about, what am I going to come home with? What news? And we learned that he has a very rare type of cancer, chronic leukemia, that's slow growing. And it can be held at bay through chemotherapy.
Wow.
And we can actually give him the medication at home. It's just a pill every day or every other day. So, he can live out his best life. And many dogs live for quite a while. It can be 2 or 3 years on this medication. And so, so grateful. I can't even, you know, there are no words. We were just so grateful for that.
I'm happy for you.
For their expertise down there. Yeah, you know.
I know how close you are to the dog.
He's one of my kids.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's good.
Anyway, so yeah, just celebrating that today and hope you're all having a good morning.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
They rock.
They're really funny in the morning.
Listen to them every morning.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
All right. It is 6:55, and of course, I did Radio Paparazzi for Tracy yesterday, nowhere near the quality that she does, but... But I did have a lot of fun with birthdays because I had the answers, which that changes the whole game.
Yes, you enjoyed it thoroughly, huh?
Yeah,
that's
they weren't that difficult, really. So Steve didn't do bad.
Oh, that's good. Well, yeah. A star-studded event is going to honor our dedicated nurses across the country. Nurses Hero Live. It's a benefit concert that's going to air on Thanksgiving. Stevie Wonder, Carole King, Celine Dion, Gloria Estefan, Black Eyed Peas. The list goes on and on of all of the stars performing. Comedian Whoopi Goldberg will host with special guests like Billy Crystal and Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift actually donated a signed collectible edition of Folklore guitar. All the proceeds are going to benefit the Nurses Heroes Foundation to help provide scholarships to future generations of nurses and healthcare workers.
That's great.
And we sure do. And you know, this is interesting as well. It's actually not going to be on TV. It's going to be on YouTube. Nurses Heroes YouTube channel. So again, that's Thanksgiving night at 7. Well, Kobe Bryant's childhood home in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where he spent countless hours working on his skills, just sold for $810,000.
I almost did that story yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad I should have asked, but I didn't realize it was up there yesterday. Yeah, the home's beautiful. But, you know, the most sentimental part has to be the hoop, which is the same one Bryant used before becoming one of the best players to ever pick up the ball.
Wow.
It's a 5-bed, 3.5-bath home. He lived there during his teen years, and it's quickly where he became one of the best hoopers in the country.
You got that.
Leading his team to a state title. No word on who bought the iconic home, but, you know, one thing's for sure, they had to know the significance of that home.
Oh, yeah, really?
Well, Jason Momoa reveals that he and his family were starving after his character was killed off Game of Thrones in 2011. That was before the show became a mega hit.
Oh.
He recently interviewed about this. Kind of interesting because it's the side of those, you know, stars that you don't see. You always think they have this perfect life and everything's idyllic all the time. And he said, the 41-year-old said he spent several years just struggling to pay the bills at his home with Lisa Bonet and their kids. And he said he couldn't get work. He said, it's challenging when you have babies and you are completely in debt. But things improved for him when he was cast in 2016's Justice League.
Worked out okay.
Exactly. And Aquaman.
Yeah, you've heard that story more than once. Stallone.
It's true.
Sylvester Stallone, same way. He sold his dog. He was so desperate.
Man. And you know, here's another fun fact. Guess what Jason's favorite color is?
Aqua.
This is Aquaman. Aqua, yeah. You know, I mean, that would kind of make sense.
Well, that's what I'll stick with Aqua.
It's pink.
Really?
I'm not kidding. He says pink is just a beautiful color. He says I'm pretty secure in my masculinity. I don't really care what anyone thinks. Oh my gosh, I thought that was so funny.
That's good.
You know what? Pink fuchsia is my favorite color too. Mm-hmm. That's just like that real vibrant pink.
Uh-huh.
All right. Today is Veterans Day.
That's right.
Yeah. Celebrate our brave men and women today who served our country.
Better believe it, man. Better believe
just
it.
Just huge.
Okay.
And let's look at birthdays.
Sure.
Do you remember Calista Flockhart?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. It's her birthday.
I think the better question it would be, but do you know how old she is? That would be the better question. But I know who Calista Flockhart is, and she's probably about 50.
She's 56.
She's 56.
Pretty close.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, man. What did I see him? Oh, I know. Last week, let's see. Were you off last Friday?
I was because we had some
we did Romeo and Juliet, the one that he was in for chick flicks.
Okay.
He looked like he was 12 in the movie. That's how it was unbelievable.
Oh, that's how long he's been around.
That's
right?
How fast time goes by. I'm not kidding
fly.
You. Just look up the clip one time, just Romeo and Juliet, and she's saying, "Geez." Didn't he's like in eighth grade?
You know, and here's what's funny is, so when I was off, I figured you guys would pick, you know, cars blowing up.
No.
And I was shocked to hear when you said, oh, no, we did Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, we did.
I was like, what?
Anyway, Leonardo DiCaprio is 45.
Very close, 46.
He's 46, okay.
And Demi Moore.
Demi
Moore. Yeah, I always say it wrong. I don't know why. I always want to do that.
She is a beautiful 52.
She's a beautiful 58.
That's even more beautiful, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say so.
And Tracy's Life Hacks. 7:39. Whoops.
Sorry about that. What? I was trying to clear my throat so I wasn't doing it in your ear, so I turned the pod down.
I think I would have rather heard the...
I can be really loud. Do you ever get that? Like, I have allergies right now, and I'm trying to clear my throat, and it's not pretty. And so I was like, yikes. And then when I turned the pod back up, you're going, whoa, that was worse. Okay, so my life hack, this is really interesting to me. Did you know, Jack, that cleaning is really good for your brain? Okay. Now I know what's wrong with my brain. But they say that cleaning, just 20 minutes of tidying up, really reduces just anxiety, depression, just, you know. That the absence of dirt and clutter put your mind to rest, and just the act of cleaning for 20 minutes doing housework triggers the release of mood-boosting endorphins.
You know, I can believe that. I really can.
Can you?
Yeah, I can believe that.
See, and I feel like I hate cleaning, but they say deep down people like it. It, you know, it instills order, and you just do it for 20 minutes, and it helps you, you know, reduce anxiety. So there you go. Good reason to clean.
Exactly. So, you know, if you're feeling down, Tracy.
Exactly. You know, go clean that house already, darn it.
Just come on over to the house for about 15 minutes and knock yourself out, all right?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Mine, you know, a lot when you go to fill up your car with gas. Mm-hmm. Now, I know I don't want to speak for the majority. I know a lot of people do. They put it on as hard as they can, and they even put it on that click and let it go to fill it up on the handle. However, when filling up that car with gas, hold the trigger just halfway. You'll get more gas and less air in the tank. So,
no kidding.
Yeah, you'll actually get...
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is. That's good. And you'll feel better about it because you got more gas and you did some cleaning earlier. And it's just a win-win.
It's win-win.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
101.5. Sunny 101.5 at 7:56. It's time for Go Figure. So with Steve gone today, I will take care of the weird stories. This is different. I gotta admit. they're different.
Yeah.
Like we don't go to Florida like Steve does a lot. He seems to find the majority of his stuff in Florida.
He does.
Well, I'm going to Massachusetts, so I'm taking a different route.
All right.
A Massachusetts man fed up with local potholes decided to take matters into his own hands by planting tiny Christmas trees in the holes on a busy road.
Can I say that's a whole lot of Christmas?
That's a whole lot of Christmas. Wow. Kevin Martin said his plans began Saturday night when he was on his way to pick up dinner in North Attleboro when he hit a series of potholes on Route 1 and ended up with all four of his tires flattened. All four of them.
No. Oh, that's not good. Yikes.
I wouldn't think of planting Christmas trees if I flattened all my four of my tires.
Yeah.
I'd be celebrating some other. I don't know what I'd put in there, but I don't think it would be Christmas trees. Martin said he had previously complained to the town and state governments about the potholes, but no action was taken. I needed to make sure that it got fixed one way or another. I know that I'm not the only person who's gotten flat tires from that area. Martin said he went to Home Depot and bought some planting soil and some small Christmas trees.
He actually put money into this plant.
Well, yeah, and he planted the trees in the potholes on his way to work Monday morning. Now, I'll tell you right there, whatever you think about the idea, first of all, the guy's got a lot of guts, being right in the middle of the road.
Yes.
While people are driving on the way to work. I wouldn't take that chance, but looks like someone's getting into the Christmas spirit early. Guess that's why that's one way to fill the potholes, one of the police officers said, and he wrote in, but he since deleted the Facebook post. So whether he got their attention or not, I'm pretty sure he probably did.
Yeah, I'm assuming they probably went out and fixed that pretty quickly.
I bet this guy's going to love Sunny 101.5 in a little bit when we start playing Christmas music, huh? What do you think? Yeah, what
I
do you
bet
think?
He is.